Welcome back to Zone Blitz on this Victory Monday, as John likes to call it. We're here talking about how huge this game was yesterday against the Cincinnati Bengals. A lot of factors went into this win, but you got to think the biggest ones are, one, they won at home, and two, they won two in a row.
Well, there's that which had to get done. At some point, you had to win at home. You had to win two in a row to get over 500 and get yourself into contention. But more than that, 8 games in, the Jaguars are 5-3. They're ranked first in the NFL in rushing. They're ranked first in the NFL in pass defense and sacks. At some point, these stats we keep talking about aren't a fluke. This is a contending team, and it felt yesterday like they not only showed the home fans, but they showed themselves in the league once again. They're for real, and they've got a chance that this thing goes forward.
Jaguars offense surprised some people yesterday, ranked 9th in the NFL right now. Bortles seems to have figured it out, and it showed that they have depth in this position. Leonard Fournette, even off the field, they still got it done.
Well, it's been easy to say for the first 8 games that this is a defensive-oriented team that runs the ball well. And all of a sudden, you look up after 8 games, at which point the stats are no longer a fluke, and they're top 10 in offense. And they're scoring, and their touchdowns are up there with the league's best. Not at the very top, but they're up there. And it makes you think, maybe this team doesn't always have to score on defense to win. Maybe it doesn't have to have the defense create turnovers. Everybody knew that on some level the defense was going to be good. Nobody expected a top 10 offense. If this is real, and there's no reason to think it's not, then boy, do the next 8 weeks get interesting, because all of a sudden you can score with teams. Nobody thought the team could do that.
You've got to save the best for last of the Jaguars' defense. You ask how dominant they are. I think they're scary dominant.
They have a chance to be unbelievable, because it looks like the addition of Marcell Dareus made the difference they wanted to. He didn't play that much yesterday. He had key impact early. You would think he only gets better. All the stats are unbelievable from yesterday. 148 yards, 8 first downs allowed. They didn't even need a takeaway to do what they did to the Bengals. 5 times this season, this defense has been given leads, and it's been able to hold those leads, and it's been able to strangle the opponent and completely dominate the end of the game. That's getting to the point where it's not only something that's sort of cool to talk about the first 8 games, it's not only cool to talk about for the last 8 games, it's turning into a defense that can win in the playoffs. And I know we're way ahead of ourselves, but that's what it looks like. It's a team that can win no matter what else is going on. It can carry its game to opposing cities in cold weather. It's going to get fun.
Well, we have another home game on Sunday. We'll be right back here on Wednesday to preview that Chargers game. You got Gus Bradley coming back to town, and the Jaguars facing Philip Rivers, and he's been pretty good lately.
He's been very good, but he hasn't faced this Jaguars defense. That's the matchup I want to watch.
Definitely. We'll see you right back here on Wednesday.